Okay. This week, we read Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze is a very complex parsha involving kama mitzvahs and important yisraelis of the Torah. Does everyone sit down, relax, take it easy? We talk about milchama. Talk about milchama. It means the Torah recognizes there's such a thing as a justified milchama. Torah is very different than the whole philosophy that's in this, what I would call the idiotic intellectual world today. Last week's parsha begins Shoftim v'Shotrim. Shoftim, Dayanim, Shotrim, Harodim v'Sa'om, Shemakim v'Kovsim v'Makav v'Tzua, Eilu Kleina Dayanim. There has to be a justice system, and there has to be a police system. There is good and there is bad. There is evil in this world. And the recognition that there's evil in this world is the Yetzirah in this world. And people go after the Yetzirah and they're evil. We talk about continually V'yarto Haro Mikibecho as capital punishment. Because there's evil in this world, and evil has to be eliminated. And milchama is fought against evil. When Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and they were told to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and they were told in advance, "So sechaya kol neshama, don't leave anyone alive." Why? The Shiva Amamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he doesn't want them having any chelik in Eretz Yisrael because they're evil. And evil has to be destroyed and evil has to be eliminated. And that is a very fundamental part of the Torah. There's good and there's evil. Evil has to be destroyed. You can't have rachmanis on evil. At the end of the parsha, we talk about Amalek. Timche zecher Amalek. Mitachas ha-shamoyim. Wipe them out. There are some times that evil becomes a cultural norm. The whole society revolves around that. That's part of the nature of the whole society. That's the national, it's what the whole nation's about. When a whole nation, that's the national culture, is evil, Torah says eliminated. It's not only among goyim. The halacha of Iri Nidachas. What is Iri Nidachas? There's a city in Klal Yisrael that the entire culture of that city has become a avodah zarah. And the mitzvah in Yedah is to kill everyone in the city. Because evil, when it becomes a cultural norm, has to be eliminated in its entirety. When Parshas, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the Dor HaMabul. So, decided to destroy the Dor HaMabul, no one was left. But there's more than that. It's a very deep idea. On the Pasuk, Vayimach Eskol HaYekum. So, Chazal tell us, there wasn't a plow left. There wasn't a keli left. Nothing was left from that. Evil sometimes has a certain fascination to people. Just like today, so you have people, they're remembering Nazism. Evil people grab on to certain things. And it has to be told, and you don't leave any remnant of it. Evil is destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to destroy Sodom. The entire society had to be wiped out. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, it's one thing. There's something called milchoma. Milchoma is a very two-sided sword, in the sense that on the one hand, there's dine milchoma. Milchoma is allowed. And what is milchoma? Milchoma means killing and pillaging. When Klal Yisrael went into milchoma against Midian, not that they just killed them, they took all their belongings. And all of a sudden, the Torah is matir in milchoma a number of different things. It's matir murder, and it's matir gneva. Not like the world today. The world Torah had a total different ethos of what milchoma was about. That's why murder. And the Torah did not distinguish between the armed population and the civilian population. And very, very clear that when they did made war, certainly Amalek, once there's a nation that the whole culture of that nation is evil, and there's an army that represents the nation, it's not just a war between an army and an army. You have all these Nebuch peaceful civilians like they talk about. No. It's against the nation. That's why Shiva Amimim eliminate the nation. Amalek eliminate the nation. And when they went to battle against Midian, Soros HaMidyonim Vekisim also. And they killed not only the soldiers, a lot of people. Because there was a battle against a nation. Now, in this is a very dangerous thing. That when people go into war, every human being, every from Jew would have basic inhibition against murder, against Geneva. And therefore, the Torah is very, very particular about how wars are to be fought. The Torah says, Ki tzeitzei machna lo vecha nishmarta b'chol dovor. Chazal tell us that you have to be careful in war to do anything of a hero zanus. Why? Because normally a firm person has certain built-in guides that he has that are built into him. However, when he goes out to the war and he begins killing and looting and taking property, he gets rid of those inhibitions. And then all of a sudden, there's one inhibition that comes rising up, and that's Nus. Ki Hashem Elokecho mishalech mikerev machanecho. You have to realize that when you're fighting a war, when Klal Yisrael fighting the wars that are described in Chumash, has nothing to do with any war today. Rambam is very clear, unequivocal. All the dinei milchama do not apply today. So people who try to apply them today, same people quote the Rambam, and Sosa to learn Torah are the same people who say you have to go out to Muhammad. No. Rambam is very clear. There is no, he says, because, and he quotes the Pasuk. Rambam says from Mitzvahs. Pasuk says, Nei Elot HaKoyamo, when Yoshua is told he's going to fight the wars, says there's a Kohen Gadol, it's an Urim V'Tumim. Without a Kohen Gadol and an Urim V'Tumim and a Sanhedrin, there's no such thing as Dinei Milchom. There's something, there's self-defense, but it doesn't have the Dinei Milchom. And, but something else. The question is as follows. How do you view a war? Do you view a war as a fight between human beings, powerful, with a lot of powerful ammunition? So every Shabbos we say, in a melech nosha barav choyl, gibelo in osa barav koach, Sheker asus Yeshua of Rav Chelo Yomare. Nein Hashem al Yireya v'al Meyachim l'chatzol. Milchoma is fought as HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting a battle. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting a battle that has to be kept in minds of people at all times. We are fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war against evil. And because of that, there's a basic psychology that goes into it. That when you lose, when you're violating all your built-in inhibitions that you have, you're murdering, you're stealing, acting in the most vicious manner possible. Wait a second. But wait a second. Then the Yetzer Hara Znus becomes very powerful. Hashem Elokecha Mesalech Bekerev Machanecha. You have to, and that's why the Kohen Gadol will go out with him to Milchama. Rambam writes, Echa Milchemes Mitzvah, Echa Milchemes Rishus, Manam Kohen Gadol Ladabra Lom. And two times before they go into enemy territory and before they go to battle. What does he tell them? Yomer Aleihem, and he tells them, Gloshen HaKodesh, Shema Yisrael, Atam Krevim HaYom HaMolchoma, Ayerach Luvavchem, don't be afraid, Al Tirov, Al Techbetzu, Al Tarz, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Olichem, 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 Olichem. Okay. And then the Kohen Gadol says something. And if you're a Baal Aveira, and you feel that because of some small Aveira that you did, that you're not safe in the battlefield, go home. Just imagine that. And what sort of Averas are we talking about? So we say if you talk, if you're a Masik between your Shtabach, and you also or go back. The slightest of error. That means when we talk about Muhammad and the Machlokes Rambam and Raivin, Rambam says that applies with the Muhammad's Rishus. Raivin says it applies into Muhammad's Mitzvah. We're talking about is a whole different concept of war than we have today. But there's certain basic ideas that are universal. The ideas that are universal, even today, whatever, is you have to understand exactly how we view the world. We view the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, wars, and he also Muhammad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the wars. So if there's a war today between Russia and Ukraine, That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a war between Russia and Ukraine. And more than that, Chazal tell us something else. The war that's being fought down on the battlefield between Russia and Ukraine is being fought in Shemayim between the representative of Russia and the representative of Ukraine. And if there's a war between the United States and Iran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that war. Iran can think they arranged the war. The United States can think they arranged the war. No. Being fought in Shemayim between the representative of the United States and the representative of Iran. Milchomos ani asis, the Gemara says. So if Rome said we waged wars, Chazal tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, you didn't get the picture. I'm responsible for the wars. Whether it's the war between Russia and Ukraine, the United States and Iran, whatever it is. And when Klal Yisrael are fighting a war, they wait one second. Then they have to remember that the war is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fighting these wars. And people don't understand it. They don't get the picture of how we view, how Chazal viewed what wars in and in this situation, the Torah is very makbid about Znos. Very makbid about Znos. Anything that can contribute in any way to Znos. And knowing that human beings are human beings, the Torah begins the parsha, the story of Nefas Toach. You're killing, you're rape, you're doing everything. Okay, there's this beautiful woman. She wants to be saved. She dressed up gorgeously to attract you so you won't kill her. So what are you supposed to do? Human being's a human being. He's violating every moral thing built into him. So the Torah says you got, we'll go through the whole process how to do it. Basically, turn them off. The Torah recognizes the danger. And this is when David HaMel, people talk about David HaMel, the mighty warrior. They never read Tanakh. When David HaMelech went out to fight Goliath, Goliath is a mighty warrior, had all this armor, and all this metal armor all over him, protecting him, had a little part of his forehead exposed. And David HaMelech went out without any armor. They asked, why are you going out with armor? He says, listen, I'm fighting a Kodesh Baruch Hu's battle. Except for Kodesh Baruch Hu. All he did had a slingshot with a stone. So war is a very interesting thing. But there's an idea of when a nation becomes a nation that's totally corrupt, and you're allowed to fight it, allowed to destroy the nation, and Adurab. There's no Rachmanas. Chazal tell us, Kol Merachim al Achzorim, anyone who has Rachmanas and Achzorim himself will be Ma'achzor on his Rachmanim. Oh. Yes, it's murder. But you have to understand, there's evil, and evil has to be eliminated. Now, the two levels of eliminating evil. Among the mitzvahs in Milchama, remember the mitzvahs of Milchama. One is Why? The answer is, you look at a nation, you have to see what is the culture of that nation. What are the values of that nation? So what does the Pasuk tell us about Am HaMoav? Meshach Shabbos, be here, we'll talk. There are a lot of important ideas here. So if you take a look at the Psukim in this week's parasha about Amor and Moav, it says as follows. Lo yovo amoni umoavi bikal Hashem. Gam dor asiri lo yovo lem bikal Hashem ad olam. If you have male descendant of Gerim, so you have the Samoni and Moavi. He decides, oh, Torah is Emes, and I have to convert, I want to be from Jew. But it's coming from nation, I'm going to Moav. 10th generation, he can't marry into regular Klal Yisrael. Why not? He's a from guy. Because Advar Ashlo Kidnu Eschem Belechem Ubamayim Bederach Betseschem Imitzroyim. They should have come running out with Lechem and Mayim when we left Mitzrayim. They didn't do that. Arshesochar Alechaz Bilam Bebor, Nehaya Bilam Bebor to Mekawi. Glob Hashem Lekech Lashmol Bilam. Why not? Because they lacked Hakara Sato. If you stop and understand what is being said here, it's an incredible statement. Being said here is as follows. Amon and Moav, their whole existence, they owed to Avraham Avinu. Amon and Moav were proud of their ancestry. They identified. They came from Lot, who was saved from Sodom because of Avraham Avinu. They owed Hakara Satov to Klal Yisrael, and they should come running around and take care of them. And they lacked Hakara Satov. Have nothing to do with them. What does that mean? That means there's a nation, as a nation, they're a nation. They're not individuals, a nation is a nation. But just imagine what it was. From the time that Lot was saved to that point, it was 440 years. It's a totally incredible idea. But their whole national existence, they owe to Klal Yisrael, to Avraham Avinu. So you have my national existence is Lot. Your national existence is Avraham Avinu. I owe you everything. If I don't show that, nothing to do with these people. And Hakara Satov is such a fundamental value that someone who lacks Hakara Satov cannot really, don't want a part of Klal Yisrael. If that's your national culture, and your whole, as a nation, you lack Hakara Satov, it's self-interest. Where's Hakara Satov? Klal Yisrael has nothing to do with you. So we're talking in a different instance. No, you don't have to kill them. They're not evil like Amalek. They're not evil like the Shiva Amamim. They don't have good midas. They don't know what Hakor HaSatov is about. You don't know what Hakor HaSatov is about. You convert and everything come again. But you come, if that's your national culture, We don't want you mixing clays. Can you imagine this? Imagine the Rabbi Tarayit Zimmerman will imagine the message, the chshivas of what HaKoras HaTov is all about. It's so fundamental, so basic. And Chavos HaVavos tells us, HaKoras HaTov is so basic. Our whole relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKoras HaTov. And what we owe to every other human being is HaKoras HaTov. And that's one of the most fundamental midos of being Jewish. And unless you can have that, and that's part of your whole being, who you are, we don't want you mixing clothes. The Torah recognized there's such a thing. It's a national culture. The national culture of evil, eliminate the nation. A national culture of bad midos, have nothing to do with that nation. Don't get involved with it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu makes absolute demands on us. And tells us something else. If you're in a situation, you're breaking down your certain normal inhibitions, you have to take extra careful care about arayas. But that applies to a lot of different situations in life. If I'm in yeshiva, certain basic culture we have here have certain guidelines. On the other hand, say a person goes to the business world, where everything goes. So the two sides, and this gneva, this sheker, everything. And no moral guidelines. So Torah says, when you're part of a situation where all the moral guidelines are dropped, first of all, you have to remember, there's nos. And I know that very well from my Talmidim who are in the business world. I'm a Talmud, a very successful businessman. So, he told me like this. Before, as he was moving into a success, major success in business, he made it together. Even though there are 25 different heterim shaking hands with a woman in a business situation, never. Why? Because unless you establish a certain very strict getter at the beginning, it's a slippery slope. And he sees it, what happened to him, he happened to a lot of other from people. Because when you're sitting, he said, across the table and there's a deal and she wants the deal, and she'll do anything for the deal. If you don't have very strict gedarim, 1, 2, 3, you're finished. So when you go out to do, that's why, no, I remember, I finished high school, I had a friend of mine, very nice from home, very from boy, and we were, for three plus years I didn't see him. One day I'm on a bus, coming home. I bump into him. Elliot, what are you doing, Elliot? By that time, it's no Shabbos, nothing. He looks at me, he says, you know the difference between the two of us? He says, when you went and had to deal with non from society, you kept wearing your yarmulke. You said together, I'm different than you. I didn't wear my yarmulke. I'm just like you. So then it was easy just to slip away. What the Torah tells us about going into war is the same with a lot of different situations in life. become part of a culture when you're a culture that does not, that all of the normal inhibitions that you have aren't important, unless you make an extra effort, you're just going to fall to pieces. That's why Mulchama, the whole chiyuv of doing everything with all the extra gdarim of arayas, v'hoyo machanecho kodosh, lo yiro b'cha ervas tovo, v'hoyo machanecho kodosh. An army that's fighting a Jewish war has to know, yes, I'm losing my inhibitions. My success depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but my Gidrei Tzniyos have to be superior, superb, ordinary. It's not only there. Anytime you're in a situation, you have to know certain Gdorim are very important. If you don't have that Gdorim, you just fall to pieces. In each situation, a person has to set himself his own Gdorim. Otherwise, he'll just fall apart. Number one, Torah tells us. Number two, Torah tells us. Such thing as good and evil. Evil has to be destroyed. Not like the stupid liberal world today. There's no such thing as evil. You know, defund the police, just everything love, and there'll be, and every, no police, no military, everybody loves each other, wonderful. That's not the way the world is. Good and evil, evil has to be destroyed. And there are different levels of evil. And there's hashchos and midas. Hashchos and midas is so important. If you have a nation, as a nation shows, they lack basic midas, and the most basic midah of all is hakaras hatov, nothing to do with it. A lot of important lessons. That not only are the specific halachas involved, that are very fundamental to how we deal with the world. We deal with the world. Mitzvah Hashem over Shabbos, I'll talk more about a lot of these mitzvahs and what it means in our everyday life.